Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. This week, there were a couple of stories about asbestos. The Detroit Free Press had an investigative piece about how the quick pace of demolition of abandoned homes and buildings in Detroit might be endangering residents. The city says that's demonstrably false. It's a good report. You should look it up. Then yesterday, Michigan's Auditor General found the state's asbestos remediation program needs more inspectors and more money. The program is falling behind in its reports and follow-up visits, according to a story Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta filed. Dr. Michael Harbutt is a specialist in occupational medicine and an expert on treating asbestos-related illnesses at St. John's Providence in Farmington Hills. Doctor, remind us what asbestos is and why it's a health hazard.
Asbestos is a fiber which is found naturally, which when mined works as a great insulator for heat and for electrical transmission. It helps keep buildings warm. It was actually called a miracle fiber for decades until it was learned that it was miraculous if you survived inhaling the asbestos fiber, in that the asbestos fibers can be breathed in very small amounts and cause scarring of the lungs, shortness of breath, lung cancer, mesothelioma, which is a particular kind of cancer caused only by asbestos in the United States, and actually an increase in colon cancer as well. If you're exposed to asbestos, you have about twice the risk of getting colon cancer than the rest of the population. So it's a fiber which has been used, the term that is actually quite appropriate is ubiquitously. It's a fiber that's been ubiquitously in American and Western European construction, literally hundreds of years, to help insulate against electric shocks, temperature changes, and fire.
Are we still using it?
Yeah, actually, one of the crazy things is that a lot of people believe that asbestos has been outlawed, when in fact it has not. And in fact, if it's used at than 1% of a mixture of other harmful or even benign components, at 1%, the manufacturer does not have to report it to the people who use it. And this is especially, this is just craziness, actually. If you think, people say, oh, what's 1% of asbestos? Well, if you take 2 50-pound bags of cement, which are known to be contaminated with asbestos, that would be 1 pound of asbestos in those two bags. So somebody who's repairing a sidewalk and uses a couple of bags of cement dust with an asbestos contaminate is breathing in a pound of asbestos fiber.
At what level of exposure to asbestos would be a cause for concern?
In the study of the epidemiology of asbestos fibers and most carcinogens, the general scientific thought is there is no such thing as a safe exposure. Now, if you're exposed to very low levels in only a very few numbers of times, then the risk of getting asbestos cancer is lower than somebody who's exposed to higher amounts over a longer period of time. But the reality is that there is no such thing as a safe exposure to asbestos. And these guys at the state level, I think, to be generous, might be called challenged, either you know, I just can't think of a nice thing to say about them. So I guess, like my mom told me.
Yeah, because of the shortfall, in money, we're not funding that program as it should be. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, it's crazy. If you don't feed your kids for lunch, you probably have more money to go to the casino. Well, if you don't fund the asbestos inspection and remediation people, you have money left over to do something less important. You would think that the people in Lansing would have had enough experience with abusing the public health and the public trust because of the Flint situation, that they would be acting right about this. But they're acting like bad people.
And these demolitions in Detroit, or for that matter anywhere, is the asbestos supposed to be removed from a structure before demolition?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Because when you tear something down that's insulated with asbestos fibers, you free it to the air. Now, it's carried by the wind one place or another, but more significantly, when the demolition product or when the torn-down house is taken away, there are people who are working at demolition and at removal who breathe in all of that fiber that's been left on the demolition product. So it's supposed to be removed. And I think it was in St. Louis a number of years ago, the St. Louis government tried wetting the asbestos in a building before removing it. And there was little or no scientific support for doing that. It just made sense to a lot of people. And it may make sense to some extent, but it's not the right way to do it, and it doesn't make life-saving sense.
When I've seen demolitions in Detroit, sometimes I see someone with a hose spraying water to try to keep the dust to a minimum. Sometimes there's not someone with a hose. If there is asbestos, how adequate would spraying water prevent the asbestos dust from flying around beyond the demolition site?
No, it's cosmetic. It's cosmetic. The asbestos has to be removed. Those rules and those laws were adopted with good reason. And there were health groups and groups representing the workers, the unions, who fought long and hard to have those rules instituted to protect the lives of people, not only people tearing it down, but people exposed incidentally to asbestos fiber, like kids. This is a very significant problem. The asbestos fiber still kills, always will kill,
and
water is not good enough.
If you live next to a demolition site and you're worried about asbestos dust, what precautions can you take?
Call a higher authority than the state to put a stop to it. I'm not exactly sure what you can do. If we're at the point where the state government doesn't care a hoot about the people's health, then I guess that leaves the federal government. But I've actually seen patients from some of the demolition projects downtown in the last 30, 35 years since I've been practicing medicine. In this specialty in particular, there was the lead released from the old Hudson's building, but there were asbestos fibers identified in the schoolyard near where it used to be the old library downtown. There were asbestos fibers identified. So it is a problem. It's not going away.
Dr. Michael Harbutt is a specialist in occupational medicine and an expert on treating asbestos-related illnesses at St. John's Providence in Farmington Hills. He's also a professor of medicine at Michigan State University. Thanks for taking the time to tell us about this.
Thanks for being interested in it. Maybe you can help save a few lives.